Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Friday, July 16th, 2021, and you know what that means. Of course, it is Bad Batch Friday here on the podcast. That's right, we are going to be breaking down episode 12, Rescue on Ryloth. So if you have not seen the new episode of Star Wars, The Bad Batch, well, this isn't the episode for you. Go watch it and come on back. And hey, like I've been saying, if you're a Star Wars fan, you need to be watching the show. You don't need to have seen The Clone Wars. Just jump into the series. It is just, it's great. So a little bit of housekeeping as always. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turcotte, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. So I love to hear from you. So please give me your thoughts on this episode. So let's jump in here. You know, I got to say, this episode, I think we kind of got just what we expected, right? You know, part of me was thinking maybe we were just going to kind of leave the Hera thing alone, but no, we jumped right into, Hera wanting to save her parents. You know, Hera, of course, from Star Wars Rebels. It's great seeing her in the series. It was kind of a surprise that she popped up last week. And of course, now we get to, you know, get a little bit more with her and even get a glimpse of her kind of getting behind the controls of a ship because she is the pilot for the Rebels, and we see her get in a ship, and of course, it starts a little bit rough, right? When she gets in, she kind of smashes the ship over by, you know, pulling it to the hard right, I guess she goes. But in the end, you know, she's able to create that distraction and get them to save her parents. Now, overall, this episode, there wasn't a lot to really kind of dig into, you know, and that's one of the things that this series has done so well, especially early on in the season, is, you know, things kind of look at kind of where the future of just Star Wars is kind of going, or not really the future, I guess, glimpses into things we didn't know, right? Kind of those early days of the Empire. But this episode didn't do a ton for that, although, you know, it kind of got my mind thinking. So, you know, at the end, you know, Hera tracks, she creates that diversion over at the refinery, right? So the whole point of that was to allow, who was it? It was Hunter and Wrecker to go in and save Hera's parents. Now, in doing so, Crosshair, of course, was at the Capitol. They're diverting all of the troops over to that refinery because of the attack. Crosshair, being as smart as he is, realizes, wait a minute, this is a diversion. So they kind of set up shop outside the Capitol, ready to take out whoever it is that's there to save Hera's parents. And instead, Hauser comes out, which, by the way, Hauser was awesome to see him really kind of flipping, you know. I mean, we saw a little bit of that. You can kind of tell last episode that he was on the path to kind of flipping his, just of being on the side of the Empire, realizing what they were doing was wrong here. You know, at one point they mentioned that this was an occupation. You know, they weren't there to save anybody. So he comes out and gives kind of this speech to these other clones and throws his gun down and says, like, who's with me? And there are a few of them that do turn to his side and drop their weapons and kind of stand around. And then, of course, Crosshair says, you know, arrest these traitors. And so those clones that drop their guns do get arrested. But it has me wondering, because again, even at the end, Hera's mom, I think, says something that we need all the people we can get for the coming war. Obviously, you know, you could say it's just kind of the where we are with A New Hope and all that. The Empire's there. It's just everything. That could be technically the war. But it almost has me wondering if we're going to get a little kind of in between before we get to New Hope. Are we going to get, you know, the question answered of where did all the clones go? We had the Clone Wars. But is there going to be some sort of war between the Empire and the clones? You know, is it going to be possible for them to turn the clones against the Empire? And maybe that's what leads to them trying to just use regular citizens to become the troopers. You know, I would love to see that. I know kind of based on everything that's already out there, we don't hear enough about there being kind of this interim war in between, you know, episode 3 and episode 4 when the clones shift. But I think that would be awesome to see that we, you know, maybe this was our first glimpse of that, of Hauser kind of being able to convince these clones, because really what he said was, hey, we're here to help these people. That's our mission. And yet now we're suddenly getting orders to completely turn on them. He was able to convince some of those clones to see that. And, you know, you almost wonder, that inhibitor chip, is it a way to logically reverse it? And I hope there is, because I think that would be really cool to see kind of this, you know, I mean, in the end, we know how it's going to play out. The clones are going to lose, of course, right? But I think to be able to see that would be neat. Now, the episode ends with Crosshair being, you know, given the permission from Rampart to go out and hunt down the Bad Batch, you know, Clone Force 99. You know, that I kept saying, like, we know how it's going to kind of end for them. I'm not so sure now. You know, I think that, you know, this season, they kept saying that the season is kind of its own self-contained story. So I think we can maybe see the end of Crosshair maybe. But I think with the success of the show so far, I think a lot of people are going to want to see more of them. That's just ending it is not going to be enough. You know, we're going to need to be able to see more of them moving forward. And I think that would be a great way to do it is kind of have them, you know, maybe somehow team up with Hauser. Maybe they realize like they need to rescue Hauser because they learn, they're going to learn from Hera's parents and essentially from Omega, you know, maybe in communicating with Hera, kind of what Hauser did, and they're going to realize what an asset he can be. And, you know, maybe we're going to get a rescue of him. Although, you know, kind of where he is now, he's kind of in the hot zone, right? Like they don't need to be going back there anytime soon. But I think that would be cool to kind of explore that. And then, you know, essentially all these clones teaming up to fight against just the Empire. But it would be, I'm sure, a hell of a task to kind of convince a bunch of them because they're not all going to just turn, which obviously we saw in this episode. They didn't all just turn right away, right? They just, only some of them did. And then when given the order to arrest them, they went ahead and did that. I think Chopper played an awesome role in this. I love kind of seeing him as the hero, you know, kind of falling in line with those clones and you know, zapping some troopers. It's always great to see Chopper. Chopper's weird. It was funny. Every time he would talk, I had our puppy, Finn, you know, or I say puppy, not our dog. I should say Finn. And every time Chopper would make a noise, his ears would just perk up and he would look at the screen. So there's something about Chopper's, you know, little voice that he uses, his little chattering that he hears that just, you know, picks up on the dogs. I thought that was cool. You know, I think overall, you know, having Hera in this series, it was great to get that backstory for her. I don't think that's going to be the end of us seeing her. I think we're going to have to see more to where her story, her arc goes for her getting into Rebels. I know Dave Filoni seems to really love investigating or just kind of exploring this time in between. And I think that, you know, we got to see more. Give me more. You know, I know many of you watching the show are going to want more just as much as I do. And I think it's such a ripe era, you know, it's such a great time to tell some of these stories in. It's awesome. Like I said, I mean, this episode, there wasn't really much else to say. I mean, the action was good, you know, when they finally kicked it off. Oh, that was one thing to see Omega and Hera kind of come up with the plan, right? Omega, we learned that her power, quote unquote, if you want to say, is the ability to formulate these very tactical type plans. And she did it, right? I mean, she did that here to kind of get them to be able to save Hera's parents. Of course, Crosshair, just because he's one of them as well, picks up on it. I mean, he's a strategic person as well. But she was able to kind of come up with that idea to get them out of there. You know, I thought that was kind of great. You know, there, I mentioned the one quote, and it was Echo and Tech kind of having the conversation. And he says, this is an occupation. And, you know, it is. I mean, the Empire just, you know, they come in, they say they're going to do one thing and they don't. You know, they do pretty much complete opposite. They just want you under their control. And, you know, Hauser, obviously, I think he saw that, you know, when Rampart's kind of giving that speech to the citizens and realizing that, you know, they're not doing what they say they're going to do on all these planets. They're just completely taking them over and it's not going so well. So I don't know where the series is going to go next. You know, that's kind of where we have, three or four episodes left, I think. You know, I've been trying to kind of think in my head, kind of wrap around, what are we going to do now? I mean, Crosshair, obviously, given the go-ahead to hunt them down, that's obviously going to be where we're going. But what is going to be the mission for the Bad Batch? You know, is it just going to be Crosshair maybe finding where they're going every time to get their missions from? And, you know, he's just going to show up at the bar, you know, kind of their little intern base there, but kind of where they are. Is that what this is going to be? And it's going to just kind of be this all-out battle against Crosshair. And in the end, you know, it's a very, I would think, it's not stacked in his favor at all. I mean, Crosshair himself from a distance, yeah, it could take out one or two of them, but I don't think he could take out all of them. And, you know, it's not like he can just walk. If he does decide to just walk in the bar, they're just going to take him out. I mean, you know, they're all more than capable of taking out multiple troopers and they all know how each other fights. I mean, Crosshair was one of them, you know, for the longest time. They know all his tactics and everything that he can do. I don't think it would end well for him if he goes up against them. And obviously, I don't think it would just be him, although I don't think it would be smart for him to show up with an army either, because that's going to tip off that he's there for them and they're just going to take off and go somewhere else. You know, there's just, I don't know. And I almost kind of wish this, what happened in this episode, maybe was dragged out maybe a little bit longer. Maybe we could have did a little bit more rather than just have it be just a one episode saving of Hera's parents. But that's kind of the path they chose. And I'm sure, you know, they're much smarter than me and you, and they're going to figure out a way to kind of wrap this thing up. And I hope it's going to wrap up pretty good. But that's going to pretty much do it for me, guys. Like I said, you know, not a lot kind of to really dig through other than, you know, I would love to see kind of that war of the clones and the Empire. I think it would be kind of neat if there were a way to do that. Although I don't know how you know, maybe there's a way to kind of hack the inhibitor chips. You know, I maybe that's kind of the way they go down. Maybe there's some technology out there that's able to do that. And I think that might be a kind of a cool thing for them to kind of chase down. And that ultimately is what leads to the end of the clones. But I guess we just have to wait and see. And you know what? We haven't really gone back to Kamino yet. You know, we know kind of what was going on with the Kaminoans. And I think maybe, you know, we maybe need to revisit kind of what's going on there with the Prime Minister and all that too, maybe by the end of the season as well. So maybe that's kind of coming up too. But all right. Well, that's going to do it for me here today, guys. Again, let me know your thoughts on this episode. Hit me on Twitter at Marturk, MARKTURC. Or, of course, email me, theenthusedlife@gmail.com. I'd love to know your theories. It's where you think, either what you thought of this episode or where you think everything is going next. I would love to read that. So we'll be back on Monday. We got some great things to talk about. And I'm sure we'll have a lot of stories breaking over the weekend. And we'll get into all that. Remember, next week, no Loki Wednesday because Loki is gone. So, yeah, we're not going to be talking about that today or next week. But I'm sure we'll have much more to talk about as we always do. So until then, everybody, have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you next time.